Christ first. Let's all say that. Come to Christ first. So what is morning revival? The morning is the best opportune time, the opportunity to come to Christ first. What is revival? Revival is the objective of morning revival, to be re-enlivened. So we're going to cover these 5 points in this way this morning. For the first three, I'm going to tell you a story. For the third one, for the fourth one, I've got an example. And then for the last one, I have an exhortation. All right, so for my story, who has Mark 135? Where is that? All right, can you stand up, read that really loud? Actually, I'm going to get close to you so you can get some pickup. What's your name?
Seth.
Seth, I'm Steve. Okay, go ahead, Seth.
And rising very early in the morning.
Okay, read that again.
And rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place, and there he prayed.
Okay, do you know who the he is?
Jesus.
It's Jesus! Okay, so the Lord Jesus had this practice of taking the morning opportunity to go and be revived. Wow. I read this. I like using the kind of the expanded version of the Bible, using all the Greek words. It kind of opens things up. And there it says, he got up, he left the house, and he went to a secluded place. Okay, I want you to appreciate this because the center is Christ. So on the first one, circle, center, right? The central thought, the center of morning revival is Christ. And then on the second one, circle, satisfy Christ. And on the third one, circle, love. And now you're thinking, Stephen, how do all these things have to do with that example, with that verse? Okay, well, here's the story. The Lord was on the earth. He was doing many marvelous works. He was casting out demons. He was healing the sick. And then after the conclusion of his day of work, the next morning, he got up. And before anything else could transpire, he went away where no one else was. And he had fellowship with the Father. This should be the characteristic of our Christian life. Before anything else happens in our day, come to Christ first. I used to be like scared of this. He rose up very early in the morning. You have to consider it practically, though. There wasn't electricity then. There weren't lights. Early in the morning was before the workday could start. That's why it says it was still night. He got up and he took time before his occupation took precedence. He came to Christ first before anything else was necessary for him to do. And you would say, okay, well, where's the love in there? Where does that come in? Christ as a man and Christ as the Son, he loved the Father. And I like to present it this way. And I'll use my marriage relationship as an example. In our relationship with God as Christians, sometimes we like to do things for God, but we don't do them with God. So sometimes my wife likes to try to do something for me because she loves me. So she has this aspiration, I'm going to do something that he really likes. And then she does it, and I'm so thankful because she took the time to consider me, and I really appreciate it. But at the end of it, I was like, we should have done it together, though. We could have done it together. So here's the Lord. Do you think the Lord, Jesus Christ, do you think he needed to hear instruction about how to carry out his ministry on the earth? It's a trick question. Yes, because he did things with the Father. He wasn't just doing things for the Father. He was doing them with the Father. I loved Victor's example last night of being led by the Spirit. I was thinking of some times that it happened to me. It's probably happened to you. And I'm thinking, I want more of that. I want more led by the Spirit in my life. How do I get that? I want it. You know how you get it? You start very first thing in the morning, initiating fellowship with the Lord. If you initiate that fellowship with the Lord first thing, you're doing things with him. And he has the way to speak to you throughout your day. Do things with the Lord. Okay, then the fourth thing there. What does it say? Life, circle life. Okay, here's my example. At the risk of falling asleep, everyone kind of close your eyes. You're going to picture a river. This river is flowing, beautiful scenery. Maybe your river is large or small, but into this river falls a leaf. And now you're realizing that the flow of this river is carrying this leaf downstream. And now I want you to imagine a fish, and that fish is moving. Maybe he jumps up and smiles and winks at you or something, but he's got something that that leaf does not have. Okay, open your eyes. What's the difference between the leaf floating downstream and the fish swimming upstream? Life. This age is a tide. It is a flow. And those that do not have the divine life, like we as regenerated believers had, are destined to simply flow downstream. There's nothing they can do about it. But you, as a believer, have the divine life. And that life not only impels you, it compels you to swim against the age. If you are struggling in your Christian life, I would present this to you. It's because you're lacking in the experience of life. Who is life? Who? Not what. Who is life? Jesus! Come to Christ first. Touch him. Touch the one who is really life, and you will be strengthened to swim against the tide of the age. Okay, in our last point here, exercise, and this is the exhortation. You can circle exercise, and you can circle spirit. Okay, morning revival, like any other good life practice, is a habit that requires exercise. And your spirit is kind of like a muscle, which means if you haven't used it recently, it will atrophy, and you will need to experience a long and probably slow period of building up the exercise of your spirit. I've got a trip coming up where I'm going to have to do some pretty rigorous physical activity. I started trying to get like back into shape. I was so sore. So sore. And I was thinking, like, what is the deal? Well, I've been sitting for my work for like 3 years plus the pandemic, right? The muscles were not exercised. And I also say exercise because you need to realize this is a lifelong exercise. One successful session does not a habit of morning revival make. Neither does a failure. I missed one. The record is broken. No, every single day there is an opportunity. The morning is the opportunity for you to have a new and fresh exercise. Practice. What do you do? What do you do in these times of morning revival? You come to have fellowship with God. It says in the verse that we read in Mark that he prayed. Okay, I don't want you to think of prayer in this instance as making requests to God, although that is part of prayer. You know, when I spend time with my wife, or she with me, you know, I don't come to her and say, okay, I need you to do this, and this, and this, and the kids need this, and the house needs this, and by the way, please do this thing for me. It was so good to spend time with you. But sometimes that's how we are. We come to the Lord, and we yell all of our demands at him, and we don't have an ear to hear his voice. You know what? One of the things, you know, that my wife loves to hear from me, if I really just want to melt her, you know what I say? I say, Crystal. Not babe, not honey, not dear. Crystal. It's my wife's name. Come to the Lord and say his name. Lord Jesus. You know what's even sweeter? You pour out all of your concerns and your cares and your troubles. And then he says your name. He says, Seth, I love you so much. I see what you're going through. I arranged it specifically so that you would come to me now and pour everything out. And then he says your name. So in our time coming to the Lord in the morning, it is a conversation. It is a fellowship. Maybe I've done something that offended my wife. She's given me the look. I say, Crystal, and she's like, nah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Lord, that I did that thing. I failed again, but I'm coming to you because I love you. And he'll say, I'm so happy you repented. I have so much to give you today. Maybe you start singing to him. Jesus, Lord, you're my first love. You're the one I love the best. And then the song stops and you say, Lord, I'm worried about this thing. Lord, thank you for that thing. I didn't think I would get that internship. I was so worried you didn't want to do that, but it seems like you're headed in that direction. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so that's my 12-minute timer, so we're almost done here. So it's an exercise. It's a practice. And if you want your Christian life to be full of meaning and full of vigor, then this is a habit that you need to develop. Actually, the way that you employ all of the points that we're covering in the speaking this weekend is right here. We don't just have a morning revival session because it's the morning and we have to fill time. This is it. This is it. God has a salvation that's full and ready for you. How do you seize it? Come to Christ first. Okay, so that's it for me. Now it's time for you all. Unless there's other instructions, we're going to spread out. The next session isn't until what time? 10. So you have time. Go practice. Go speak to the Lord. Use this as a time to confess anything that might be causing him to look at you sideways. Maybe something you said, maybe something that transpired before the conference, maybe something that happened last night. Clear everything up. Tell the Lord you love him. Give your life to him again. And start building this habit of coming to the Lord for morning revival every single day.